Welcome back to Stitch Files with Baird in America. I'm Brandon.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Bob.
I don't know why that's so awkward.
You know what?
Do we have to, do people know us by now?
Yeah. This is going to be way too much information, but when I was peeing, I was sitting there thinking, do we really need to do the intro? Is that too much
information? What did you come up with?
I don't know. I got finished and washed my hands and the thought left me. Yeah. If you don't know us by now, then that's on you.
Well, I mean, it's courtesy to announce your names to people who've never watched before. And hopefully there's new people.
Yeah, hopefully.
But to our regulars, they know who we are.
Yeah. And thank you, as always. Yeah. All righty. Today's topic, we're talking all about networking.
And we're not social media networking.
No.
We're talking about machine networking.
Yeah.
Right?
Although I could use a lesson on social media networking.
Okay.
We can get into that after.
Hit me up on Facebook later and I'll give you a lesson.
I think step one is having an active social media presence.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's the worst part, right?
That's the worst part?
Yeah.
What's the worst part?
Yeah. Just like engaging with people actively on social media.
That's why.
Aside from a business, like I don't care about, like I'll do like the Baird in business stuff, but myself, no.
You don't?
I don't want people finding me.
Why do you have one?
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I don't. I like to be anonymous.
Yeah, a little unknown. Just for the memories.
That's what I do miss.
And to creep. Yeah, I like to creep on other people.
I don't do that, but I do miss, like, seeing other people's stuff.
So you like, you do miss creeping.
Is that creeping?
Yeah.
That sounds me.
No, like my friends, like the pictures and...
Well, why did you quit?
It's just, it got to be overwhelming. Too
it
much wasted just, time. And
I had a Facebook one time.
I do. I have a Facebook.
And I still get friend requests, and I don't even have an active page. Why is that?
I think they're bots. I think they're mostly bots.
But you can, like, just because you're not active on it, people can still send you stuff. Like, be my friend.
They might even think you're active.
Yeah, if you have an account, people
I
think you're active.
I had people get really mad at me because one day I just said, I'm tired of this, screw it, and I hit delete my account, which it really never deletes it.
It just puts it out there in limbo somewhere.
I don't know if that's true, because my original Facebook is gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Gone.
Anyway, I lost...
I did really redneck that up.
I lost some cyber friends.
What's better, cyber friends or cyber enemies?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to either one of them.
Yeah, you should.
But they got mad and said I deleted them. And I said, no. Well, in a way I did, didn't I? But I didn't announce it. I just got mad one day and said, this is silly. And I just, in a fit of rage, hit the button.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. I just said I'm tired of this crap. Just too much arguing and fighting and all that stuff. That's what got me. It was really good when it started because I found some college friends.
You used to have to be in college to have Facebook.
Yeah,
that was like the original.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
That was a big. I think I was already out of college, but I know Kyle had it because this was like UNC Charlotte. Like you had to have a college email account.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That was before my time.
Good old Mark Zuckerberg.
But I had people that got mad at me, so I deleted them. I said, well, I didn't really.
You just deleted them.
But I did, yeah.
Oh.
And
You deleted
your account? Or you
blocked
them. Then you didn't delete them.
But they said they tried to get in touch with me, and I deleted them.
How did they get in touch with you other than were these You know what I'm saying? If you're not on there.
They told my sister.
Oh, okay.
My sister's on Facebook all the time.
Too much.
Ugh, yeah. The drama.
Yeah.
The drama.
Yeah. And
that's, that's.
Unless we need to talk about.
How many times have we talked about this? Several, right?
I don't know. I'm too old for that stuff. Yeah, I do have an Instagram account.
Yeah. That's what I miss.
I like Instagram.
Like my Facebook.
Why don't you do Instagram?
That was the reason. Like it was too much crap on there.
On Instagram? You just put a picture on there. I rarely post stuff on there. Rarely. But I look at everybody else's. And I think it's cool. I like to see pictures of the grandkids. And I like to see pictures.
I think for me.
Every picture tells a story, don't it?
Donut.
That's what Janis Joplin said.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes.
It got to be too, it messed with my, I don't know, anxiety or depression or
mental
something.
Health.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's very closely tied with.
Yeah. I feel like that everybody's this big spike in everybody's mental health is, I think it's due to like social media and scrolling on your phone.
Doom scrolling.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So but, I guess I'm better off that. I do miss it.
But. I mean, I don't check it that often. Once a day, maybe, if I think about it. And sometimes I'll go a day or two and not check it.
Yeah. But I couldn't do that. It was like...
On it all the time?
Not all the time. But when I would get in a pattern of like, oh, checking. Dang, I just lost 15 minutes of time.
Yeah. What I hate is that it's just so... it's just like what I do. It's like muscle memory. You know?
Yeah, you just automatically get your phone. You're just like this.
Yeah, you have like 5 minutes before something else, you know, and you're on your phone for 5 minutes instead of just like.
Well, what would you be doing otherwise?
Here's what I like to do.
Inventing something, maybe.
Like investing in the stock market.
A new social media platform.
Designing a motorized cooler.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, we just set set a record for tangents.
I like people watching. Yeah, I'm not done. This is done when I'm done.
Okay. All right. I like people watching too.
Like I find myself like I will make a conscious effort to not be on my phone so that I can watch people, which I guess is creepy. Like I'm when I go
it's
to
the OG creeping.
Yeah, I'm OG creeper. Like when I go like if I'm out of town, I will go to like a mall. Or like a shopping center or a park and just sit and watch people like an idiot.
That is creepy.
I know. It's strange. I'm not doing it
watch
like.
Watch out, everyone.
Yeah. If you see, yeah.
Could be
if you
anywhere.
See Brandon in a park somewhere.
I mean, it's like people are fascinating. I don't know.
Yeah. And also, you should probably be aware of your surroundings. Yeah, like, be aware and of not me. Be looking at, you know.
Very Yes, very true. I'm hyper aware of my surroundings, which.
Also leads makes to anxiety.
Me, yeah,
so if you've got paranoid. Your camera out and you're taking pictures of people randomly, that's not a good thing, mm-mm. Right? Maybe I should stop doing that then.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Okay.
I just take pictures of my eyes. Networking.
So anyway, we're not talking about social media today.
No, even though we just did.
Machine.
Yeah, networking. Machine networking. So we're going to talk about the different options Baradin has for networking your machine. And we'll go over the ins and outs of it, differences between them. And then maybe... If you're good, we got a surprise for you.
Wow. I want a surprise.
You know about it.
I hope
I was
good.
Offered. I was offered an aggressive mint, which yes. I've never been offered an aggressive mint. So you kind of threw me off guard. I didn't know how to take that. She said, would you like an aggressive mint? I'm like, well, what's it going to do to me?
It's going to kick you in the nuts. Take your wallet.
He declined.
Yeah.
I didn't want it because it scared me. Anyway,
speaking of tangents,
yeah, it's horrible. Traditionally, getting a design. Let's talk about machines. Traditionally, getting a design into your machines was all right. Everybody got something to drink. You don't have anything to drink?
Oh,
you
want shoot!
A drink of mine.
What do you got?
Orange water.
No, I made an entire pot of coffee this morning and left it
at home.
Yeah,
why?
Because the kid, Ashley and the kids are gone, I'm like dog focused. Like I got to get Nova up, and I just left. I have an entire pot of coffee
it's when, not I, when still I went home. On the it's not still on no, the tea kettle, is it?
It turns itself off. But yeah, I'm losing my brain. But
okay. Well, so, what I was getting ready to say is
you've been doing this a long time.
Been doing this a long time.
Paper
when
tapes.
I first started, I got in just after paper tapes. There were still machines out there with paper tapes. So
you think there's any? Any yes. out there that are still yes. operational?
Yeah, maybe not in the States, but I guarantee somewhere in the world there is. Mm. Probably in the backwards.
I've never seen one. I know how they work, but I've never seen one in person.
It's just a device that goes on the that sat on the back
said,
of the machine. And, oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for describing something I've seen. Well, when not seen.
When
I know about it.
When I was with McPherson and we cleaned out the DC, the old DC in Greensboro, they throwed away... 10 billion zillion rolls. Well, not that many.
Could they be used for anything else?
No.
I guess that's the reason
you don't think so. I don't know what you'd use them for. Lottery tickets.
Yeah. Could those have been like converted?
Yeah.
Were they?
No. I met somebody. Somebody did. Well, some of them were the blanks. They had to be punched. Yep. They had to have holes. That's where the term punching came in. They punched little holes in it. And when they say you punch a design, not that.
Yeah.
That's kind of where that came from.
Yeah. There were
some tapes that were actually had designs on them that were thrown away when floppy disks came out.
So, the good old floppy disks.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
But we went to floppy disks, then we went to CF cards for a short time. Then we went to USB drives. There are still people using floppy.
Yes.
Whew.
There's a lot of people still using the CF card machines.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the CF card, except you can't get them anymore. Or they're very difficult to find.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they were fast. They were quick. And you could store a lot of designs on them, too. So.
Yeah, so we're going to discuss the other option, which is networking your machine.
Yes.
So we'll go over. You want to do design file server first?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Nah.
So design file server, we offer that for free. If you get a machine, you have to call in to tech support and do all that stuff. Yeah. And it will allow you to network one machine.
Design file server?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
Eight.
Yeah. Well.
Here, let's stop a minute.
Let's break it down.
Time out. Design file server works on a COM port.
Yeah.
It does not work on the K-series and newer machines.
Right.
It will not. If your machine has a COM port, I can't talk. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
If it has a COM port, a little 9-pin on the side of the machine, which will be an X-series and older. Well, not too old. It won't go back to N's. No, it will go to an N. It works off a COM port. Mm-hmm. It does not work off a LAN card. It doesn't work off a network. So here's where it gets kind of sketchy, or not really sketchy.
I think that's where I was going with it.
Yeah, the KT machines do not have a COM port. The KY, which is the multi-heads, with the exception of that beast right there, because that's a KT multi-head.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The KYs still have COM ports on them, and I don't know why Japan does that, but they do. Maybe they got a bunch of COM ports on sale.
Yeah, it is strange because,
yeah,
I mean, computers don't have them anymore.
Yeah,
do they?
They don't. No, you can't even get a computer COM port on it. Everything's gone to USB.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, before that, it was parallel ports.
Yeah.
The big parallel ports is how you got designs into machines if you wanted to do networking. But now it's all COM ports. So design file server will not work on the K-series machines unless it's a multi-head.
Mm-hmm.
But it works on multi-head machines. So, and I think design file server, for all intents and purposes, it's as Brandon said, it's free. It's on our website. You can go on there and sign up and we'll email it to you. But it's probably going to go away pretty soon just because of Windows support, more than likely.
Yeah, that's...
We had that for a long time. It was out. That was out for like eight or 9 years, maybe longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it has been longer than that. Probably about 12 years.
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there that use it, love it, and some people don't even know about the networking options. They just think got to use USB or whatever means you're using.
Well, I've got mixed feelings about, and Sarah and I were talking about this earlier. I've got mixed feelings about networking just one or two machines, because you know, when you had the floppy disks, the machine had to find the design on the floppy disk.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it had to find it, and then when it found it, then it had to load it. So it took a little bit of time if it was a big design. With the USB drives now, it is so fast loading these designs. I mean, it only takes a few seconds. You know, you pop the USB stick into the port, you hit the little USB icon, it reads the USB disk or USB stick, and then you open the folder. I guess I can't see that, because when you're downloading a design straight to the machine, there's no looking for it. So
yeah, it takes that step out of it. It's just push it, pull it, whatever, from your computer to the machine. There's no.
If you're doing like names, I would highly recommend it. And I'm not saying you shouldn't network. I'm just saying, I think it's about 50-50 networking. You think it's there? You think it's higher? You think more people are networking?
No. No.
You think it's 50-50?
Yeah.
I do.
And maybe more people. I mean, it amazes me that people don't ask about it, you know, that the calls that we get. I mean, it's a maybe 1 in 10. Like, oh, can you network these? I mean, it doesn't seem to be that often. Maybe people already know, but.
No. I think this upcoming networking option might make a difference in that, just because too, it's kind of like a household.
I think it'll be a a huge influx of people who start networking. But
and it's affordable.
If you just have one machine and you're just sewing designs, I don't know if you want to network or not. I mean, because as I mentioned to John Kuhn on our last.
Never heard of him.
He's some dude, does tech work. And does he do tech work? Somebody said he sleeps in the back of his truck.
He called me yesterday. I think I talked to him for 45 minutes yesterday morning.
Well, it couldn't have been about anything.
He's just bored.
Well, he's not that bright.
I know. I have to help him walk him through stuff.
Anyway, enough about John.
Yeah.
He's going to get a complex. I had a point to this. I know what it was.
You got yourself off on the
On the K-Series Automat, you can load a design while the machine's sewing. So if you're just sewing, let's say, a left chest logo, 8 or 10,000 stitches or whatever, you can load a design. And if you're doing, let's say, 5 or 6 shirts, you can load your next design while you're doing that job and set your colors and have it ready, which to me is a huge, huge advantage. If you have a single machine, you're doing names. The networking would be better because you could create all your names.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 10 names, save that as one stitch file, and then shoot it over to the machine. But you could also do that with a USB stick.
Mm-hmm.
You could put 10 names in one stitch file and read it into the machine and sew your 10 different names. So I don't know. I've never networked. When we had our machines, we didn't network them. We just used the, back then we were using CF cards.
Yeah.
That's how we did it. And it worked fine. So, but I guess the gist of all this is we do have the option to network, and we're going to get into the different levels of networking. So we mentioned Design File Server, which is for the COM ports on the KY. It's for the D, the V, the X, and the KY machines, because they all have COM ports. The KT, you're going to have to go to the next option, which we're going to talk about, which is
Workgroup 10.
Well, I know where you were going with this too.
Yeah.
All right, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. I'm jumping all over the place.
Go ahead.
Design File Server and the LEM is all stacked.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same program, but it's not. And I'll tell you what the differences are in just a second. But with Design File Server, you have the option of networking one KT machine or K-Series machine, period, via a LAN network. And why that's in there, I have no idea.
I don't either.
But it is. So if you want a free, if you have one machine and you want to connect it via LAN, you can do one machine with the free Design File Server. But again, I don't know how much longer we're going to keep Design File Server out there. I mean, as long as Japan keeps producing it and sending it to us. But I think at some point it's going to be probably dropped because it's not worth making it Windows continually to make it Windows compatible.
Yeah, it's antiquated.
So anyway, I know we just confused everybody, but call us and we'll do a better job explaining it.
Yeah.
But so Workgroup 10 is the next one. And what does Workgroup 10 do, Brandon?
You can network up to 10 machines, and thus the name. The 10, believe it or not, the 10 at the end of that, that's what that means.
But it connects via LAN. LAN cable, it is LAN. Now, LAN is local area network. you can set up a laptop as a server,
mm-hmm.
Or if you've got a computer, what's it, Windows 10, has to be Windows 10.
Yeah, Windows 10, there's memory requirements. I thought I printed those off.
Can it be Windows 10, 8, 7, XP, or...
I don't think it either.
I meant to print that off.
I thought I printed it off.
You might be right about that.
I know it's Windows 10.
Yeah, I don't have it in my...
I wrote it down somewhere, and I don't know what I did with it.
Yeah, I had my paper, thought I printed. Anyway, yeah, we can put the specs.
Windows 10, Server 16, Server 2019. Design file server will work on 7 and 8 and 10. I don't think that LEM will. LEM will is 10 and the two servers, 2016, 2019. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure.
Is there Windows 11?
Isn't there Windows 11 out?
I don't know.
Is Bad? There? Bad? Are you listening?
I know I was told not to update my computer. I don't even know what it has on
there
it.
There is 11 out. Yeah, it is out.
Because I think maybe CRM.
I don't think our computer. Oh, no.
Self-destruct.
I think CRM and Visual is not compatible with Windows 11 yet.
Yeah.
It will have to be at some point in time. But I don't think we've done it yet. And if Dad watches this, he's probably shaking his head. He's probably going, oh, these idiots.
Yeah, well.
Which he says that a lot about me, but... But anyway, you could get a small laptop if you wanted to and use that as your server, or if you use the same laptop to do your digitizing or your editing, you could actually set up a little network off of it and network up to 10 Behrden machines. And the thing with a network, it sounds really complicated, but it's not. We have technicians that can walk you through this. But the computer and the machines have to be given a static IP address.
Yeah.
And all that is that tells a computer, it designates which computer is which.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually name
it. It's just an identification for the machine.
That's exactly what it is. So if you're sending, you could call your machine Sarah, Brandon, Bob, and Jamie. You can actually name them if you wanted to, or name them 1, 2, 3, 4, or forehead, or whatever. If you didn't name the machines and give them an identity, you know, a different IP address, then it wouldn't know where to direct the design to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that does. And that's a Windows thing that is pretty easy to do, is to set up an IP address. You can set up an IP address in the machine in just a matter of a minute.
Yep.
But it points at which machine to send the design to. So, and that's good for up to 10 machines. That's $8.99
mm-hmm.
For that. And if there's any updates to it, you would get an update, and they do updates occasionally, but it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy to work. There's two ways to get the design into Workgroup 10, and there's a push method and a pull method, and we'll talk about the push method first. And that's where the administrator or you or whomever can put the designs into the queue for each machine. And you can put up 100 designs. Is it 100 to each queue?
It
may not be that many. But you can queue up a day's work, let's say, to each machine and have them sitting there. And when you're finished sewing the design on that particular machine, you can kick it out of memory and the next design will take its place. So that lets you plan your work or your employees' work for the day.
Yeah, it's good for like managing the workflow. And
that's usually how people work. Yep. Use that is they'll do the push method. The other is the pull method, where you have a barcode reader at the machine, and all of our K-Series machines and our X-Series machines have barcode reader ports on the back of the automat. Mm-hmm. So we sell barcode readers, or we'll give you the name of a barcode reader that works if you want to source them yourself. But in order to use the barcode reader, you have to print out a work order
mm-hmm.
With a barcode on it. And Wilcom will do this. CopyCom will do this. Most of your softwares will do this.
Yep.
If your embroidery software doesn't do this, I think you can buy a barcode program.
Yeah, there's plenty of those out there.
You know, where you could run your work order through that, or your job order through that, and the designs would be stored in a little server area or a little folder somewhere where, and you point the barcode or the machine at that folder or the software at that folder, and it'll pull it from that folder into the machine. And that's really quick.
Yeah.
I don't think that many people are doing that with LEM or Workgroup 10. There may be a few.
No, I think almost the people that I know that have it are
larger.
Yeah. Junior or pro.
But Workgroup 10 has been, we've sold a lot of that. It's been a good program, and it's very stable. it works well, and there are hardly any issues with it as far as support. Usually if it's a support issue, it's usually on the customer's end. It's usually something wrong with the computer or their network. So it's only as good as your network.
Yeah, and like your security, like access for your internet has something to do with that, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, most people who use Workgroup 10, when you get into your bigger corporations, that's when it gets a little bit more complicated. Somebody that's got multiple servers, firewalls.
Yeah, because the machine and the computer have to talk to each other, and sometimes those firewalls prevent that. Yeah. It can be a nightmare. With the barcodes, so I think this is correct, that you, there's other barcodes that you can read, but if it's my understanding, like if you buy them, like Amazon sells them.
Barcode readers?
Mm-hmm. The scanners.
Yeah.
That we can't support something that's like, that we don't sell.
No, if somebody wanted to buy their own barcode reader, and they can, they're on Amazon or wherever, this contact us and we'll let them know which one works, because some of them are not compatible.
Yeah, and some of the, even the ones, I can't remember that, the brand, you can, it's on Amazon. Yeah, I've heard people that have bought those and they didn't work either. So, yeah. But point being, if you buy them from us, we'll support them.
Yeah, we'll support hooking them up and all that stuff. But we'll give you, there's like three or four that we recommend that you can buy. And it's a popular, I can't think of the name of it either.
I can't either.
There's a name brand that we use that's been really reliable. And I think people even drop them and they last a long time. So that is Workgroup 10. Mm-hmm. So it allows you to connect up to 10. You said that, didn't you? 10 Baradin machines.
Yep. That's what the 10's for. That's how I remember it.
Oh, okay.
It's in the name.
So, Brandon, what happens if you want to hook up 11 machines? What do you do? Oh, my.
Sell one of your machines, and you can still use Workgroup 10. Now, you need to move up to junior, and that'll let you do up to 100.
Yeah, it's just a souped-up version of Workgroup 10. And let me add this, too, is these, when you get to, well, if you design file servers free, it's a program that does not have a key, some people call it a dongle, but it does not have a copy protection key. Mm-hmm. The Workgroup 10 and higher, they're a keyed system. So they have a security key on
dongle.
A dongle. They call them a dongle.
I don't like that word.
I don't like that either.
It's a terrible word.
I call it a security key. But it looks like a USB device, and it plugs in the back of your computer, and it has a chip in it that It's to prevent pirating. Mm-hmm. Just like any other software, it's a copy protection key. So your system won't run or your software won't run without this copy protection key. So Workgroup 10 has it. And if you have Workgroup 10, let's say you're at that 10 machine threshold and you want to go to, say you buy two more machines, then here's the nice thing about it. If you want to go to LEM Junior, then you get $899 credit toward LEM Junior.
Just pay the difference.
So you don't have to throw away this key and
dongle.
Start all over again. Right. So that's nice.
Don't let your dongle dangle.
But I also want to mention too that all these systems read either DST or the Baradin format. So
and other formats too.
And there's a few other formats too, but those are the two that are used
that's the most popular.
Yeah. Everybody uses either DST or Baradin, so you don't have to use a special format. You don't have to convert them. So that's an added bonus too.
What a bonus! Anything else about Junior? That's pretty much it. It's just
that's pretty much it. Up to 100 machines.
Twerp Group 10 on steroids.
Yeah. Again, you can push the designs or pull the designs, barcode them. And we don't sell a lot of those. Honestly, we actually sell more group 10s and the next one we're going to talk about, which is LEM Pro.
Well, I think that's for the other feature that Pro has.
Yeah.
Because usually it's a big, kind of big company running that. And it gives you the option to have reporting on the machines.
Yeah.
It'll tell you basically error reports, thread breaks, and run times, and how long it takes a design to stitch. I mean, there's tons of stuff. We might, I don't know. Could we put that little sample report like in the link? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be good.
Put that in there.
To see what the reporting looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple, but.
Yeah, when you go to LEM Pro, which we sell quite a few LEM Pros, everything that you take from LEM Junior, which all the networking works exactly the same, up to 100 machines, but you're going to get reporting, and we'll explain to you what reporting does and how this works. So Pro, it gleans all the information off the machine as far as the runtime, the production, how many times that machine stops. Mm. If it stops for a thread break, if it stops for a bobbin change, if it just stops. Let's say the machine stops and it wasn't a thread break and it wasn't a bobbin change, and you see that the machine is stopped and you don't know why. Maybe the operator went on break or mm-hmm. whatever. It lets you know at the end of the day how much that machine has produced. And if there's any issues, let's say with, let me back up a little bit. Let's say you got a six head there and the operator comes to you and says, well, this machine keeps breaking thread. Well, and we've all said, well, it keeps breaking thread. Okay, which head is it? I don't know. It keeps breaking thread. Mm-hmm. Well, you can go into LEM Pro and you can look and see exactly which needle is breaking thread. So if head number 5, needle number 6 is breaking thread all the time, then you know that's where your problem is. Mm-hmm. Now, if they're all breaking at a particular time, it could be a design issue. It could be something else in the machine. But at least when your operator said, hey, it's breaking thread all the time, you'll know exactly where it's breaking thread and exactly what stitch, which head, and which needle. And that's really nice for the maintenance crew, too, because they can pinpoint exactly what the issue mm-hmm. may be. And it helps them. They know to go look at, you know, head number 5, needle number 6. And, you know, they've got an issue there.
Or maybe it's really not breaking a thread. And you need to fire your operator.
That's cruel.
I just had that dark thought.
That was a dark thought.
Maybe you should just talk to your operator about why.
I need to talk to my therapist. Yeah. I'd be like, let me sit you down. See, I've got this report here, and it says there were no thread breaks. So what exactly happened?
Yeah. Mm. But it also, LEM Pro comes with something called the Watcher program. So what that means is, you get a separate program that's web-based where if the manager, while he's in his office, he can look on a screen and see the machines in real time on the screen. So if he's got 10 machines pulled up there, and if they're red, he knows that machine's not working. If the machine is green, then he knows it's sewing. And he can tell if it has what's called an event. An event is a thread break or a bobbin change, or the operator, if you want them to, they can log out. So you can get, at the end of the day, you can get the time that machine has been running, mm-hmm. how many minutes it ran out of an 8-hour shift, and how long it was down. It just gives you tons of information. My phone's ringing. It gives you tons of information to track your productivity. Mm-hmm. And you get web reports, something called crystal reports that you can transfer over into an Excel sheet. And per machine and even per operator, you can mm-hmm. see what that machine produced. We even have a couple companies who pay operators by the piece, and they use LEM
yeah.
to track how many pieces that they sew today.
I'll say come promotion time, it's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
like, well, if you look at this data, check Jerry's over there. I think I need about $1.50 raise. Right?
You're a tough boss, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I am. I'm in a bad mood.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Is it the coffee thing?
Yeah, I'm kind of. I've had no coffee.
We have coffee here.
Do you?
I like how neither of us touched no, coffee.
You know, I keep coffee here. I'm like, well, you know, I want to be a good guy. You know, I buy this out of my own pocket. You know that? I buy this coffee.
Well, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah. I just want to make you guys.
I know better. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. That was a lie.
I'm not a fan of the.
The K-Cups.
Yeah.
You don't like them.
You don't like them.
Why don't you like them?
You don't like it.
You don't like it. It hurts my feelings. Nobody likes mine. Jamie won't even drink it.
Does she even drink coffee?
I think when she's hungover.
She comes. Who doesn't? Am I right?
She comes in on a Monday. She's, where's the coffee?
Yeah. I started drinking again. Coffee. More than I should. I'd cut way back.
Well, you two are coffee snobs. You both are what I call coffee snobs.
And that's fine.
Yeah, no, you are. It's like a wine snob. People say, hey, how's this wine? I don't know. Tastes like wine. You don't taste the grapes? No?
Well, most people put cream and sugar in it.
I don't put sugar in coffee.
The actual flavor you're supposed to be tasting. You just want candy in your mouth.
I like a little powdered milk.
Nothing wrong with it, but I like pure. I like to taste the beans.
So you do. There's floral notes and
absolutely
chocolate, that, hazelnut, and
if Kevin watches this, he sent you some coffee that ended up
he
at
said,
my house.
He said, "This is you and Brandon fix this." He knows I ain't fixing that stuff. Yeah. And he said, "See how you like it."
Who sounds like a
yeah? Star. And I was like, "This is like citrusy, which is what I like."
Oh. It tastes.
And
like,
he
no.
flipped his gasket.
Yeah, somebody squeezed a lemon gasket, in there or something. I'm like, I can't drink this. I tried my best to drink it. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, it's good though.
Next time, get me some Nescafe.
Nescafe.
That fancy stuff.
They still make that.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Is there an espresso in there?
Yeah,
what's that thing called?
Espresso? An espresso.
Yeah,
isn't that a brand?
Yeah.
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 So. Man, when I was in college, we drank. Instant coffee. We'd stay up studying. I know kids don't study anymore, but I took my education seriously.
So, I studied.
Back in my day.
I never studied until I was getting my master's. That's the first time I ever cracked a book.
Really? I was dumb. I had to study. Yep. But we'd stay up cramming for exams. I'm like, I'm going to flunk it anyway. What's the point? We all had instant coffee. I had a hot plate in my room. This is a long time ago. Had a little tea kettle on there. We'd make our instant coffee.
Yeah, I take these little packs when I go.
Hey, the little things that I bought when we were in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
remember those I bought? the coffee in Atlantic City was so expensive. I was like $4 or $5 for wasn't it like $4 for a cup of coffee downstairs? Well, you don't know. You don't drink that stuff.
I brought my own coffee too.
Anyway. He and I went to Starbucks and bought those little mm-hmm. packs, which are actually pretty good.
Vias
really
or something.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's better than the actual Starbucks coffee.
But I drank three of them, and I was like in the closet yesterday in the pantry digging around, and I found that box. It's got like six or seven of them in there.
Well, hang on to it.
Yeah, it's good until October of 2022.
I didn't know
you
coffee.
You can take them to the Fort Worth show.
Hmm?
You can take them to
Fort Worth. Yeah. Man, coffee's getting expensive. It's stupid crazy what they charge for coffee at these
it
hotels.
Is, yes.
That's just hotels, if you're listening, bring down your coffee
every
prices.
Every hotel. Listen yeah. up.
Bring go. Down gas prices and coffee prices. That's what I want to see done in this country.
When I'm president.
When I'm president. okay.
That's it for on the
and that wraps up.
That wraps up coffee talk.
I want to briefly mention a couple other things too. That is networking, and I just want to say, for some companies, we have something called BLE, which is Baird and Lettering Engine. Now, something that you can also do, which is the next step, and this is for huge big companies because it's expensive. It's not for the mom and pop, but we have something called BLE, which is the Baird and lettering engine, which does automated lettering. Mm-hmm. So we have probably 30 companies out there using it, and most of them are, what do you call it? They have web, what do they have?
Oh, it's, it'd be like,
what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I want to describe it, but I'll sound dumb. You can create.
Yeah. A logo.
What do you call that? It's not personal. Well, it's personalization.
Like a web, it's like a web store.
Yeah.
Personalization.
But you can go in and type in your name and then choose a font.
Yeah. Choose a font.
What is that called?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Demand something, but it does have a name. If Thad was here, he would be like, you guys are dumb. Yeah. Y'all are beneath me.
Yeah. Anyway, you can go online and type in your name. We have companies to do this. If we mention them right now, you know exactly who they are, and I guarantee you've bought stuff from them.
You should drop a name.
I don't want to do that. Personalizationmall.com. But you can type in your name. It'll, superimpose it. Mm-hmm. Is that right? I'm saying, I don't know why I'm so dumb today. And it'll put it on the garment, on a towel, on a pocketbook, on a kimono. Well, I don't know about kimono. Whatever it is. I did a visualization.
I know what that is, but when you said the word, I was like, what is that? I thought it was a dragon.
And
kimono dragon.
If you like it and you say, yes, I want to keep that, then it will automatically create an HTML file, which when the operator, this amazes me.
This is technology.
This is like magic. So when the operator gets that barcode, that HTML file is sitting there. When they barcode it, it goes into a
space.
No, it goes into a stitch file converter. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the machine, it's that name in a stitch file.
That's magic.
I still can't figure that out. Save my life.
Yeah.
And it doesn't convert the file until the operator calls it. It doesn't make this file. It sits there until it calls it. Then it runs it through the embroidery software and comes out.
And it's lightning fast.
It really is. I mean, that's
it's cool.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's called BLE. We have that. And again, it's not for mom and pops. But you can buy it if you want to, if you win the lottery. But if you win the lottery, you probably wouldn't be an embroiderer.
I think that's exactly what I would do.
Buy a bunch of embroidery machines. Mm-hmm. If you won the lottery. I don't think I would.
Yeah, I think it's, I love it. It's so fascinating to me. And
that's more fascinating than being on a island somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have your embroidery shop on your island if you want. You don't have to worry about shipping costs.
Would you be running it?
Yeah.
You could also hire someone, you know.
You could, but what would you do? I'm asking you to.
I'd run it.
But you're a multimillionaire.
I don't care. I don't want to just sit and do nothing. And I get real tired of the beach after like 4 days.
Yeah, I kind of like the mountains, don't you?
I get tired of that too. I need to be doing something. I don't want to sit and do
nothing. You can have multiple shops. You have the money.
Yeah, that's right. You can put one in the mountain.
Come on, mountain shop. You want that? You had to come to my island shop. We do beach towels.
No, but we got BLE. We got something called Monogram Builder too, which if it's just doing monograms, then you can add the Monogram Builder to the Baird & Lettering engine, and you can have automated lettering. That's one word I was looking for, automated lettering. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
But you have to have the networking software to get it to the machine. Then you have to have BLE to create the other part of it. So, and we're getting ready. Should I say it?
Are you talking about the surprise?
No.
Or just like the general like direction.
Yeah. The LEM and the BLE and all is getting ready for a major update probably this fall. And there's going to be some more features, more feature packed, more speed. We're going to have, I'm not going to say anything about the API.
You just did.
You're going to delete it. You're going to edit it out.
I don't think you did. I think everyone's hearing it right now.
I can flag it right there.
No, it's good. We're going to have an API to where people can write programs. It's just going to be a huge expansion on this program. We've been doing a lot of testing. The testing's been going great. But for our enterprise customers, the huge customers, they're going to really like what we have coming out. LEM is going to go to a product called BNet. I'll just go ahead and spill the beans now. And it's going to be completely It needs a facelift. It's going to be upgraded, a new dashboard. So, yeah, we're still tweaking it a little bit. Our software part of Baredin in Japan is doing some tweaking to it. So
it's been a process.
It has been a process. And, you know, I didn't think it would be as big a process as it is, but it, yeah. I mean, they're almost completely rebuilding it. It's things that we've asked for years are finally coming to fruition. So I'm pretty excited about that. So anyway,
stay tuned.
The bottom line of all this is, you know, even from the smallest shop to the largest, you know, 500 machine businesses.
Good God. Did you throw up? What the?
Can you edit that out?
Hell no. Even to the biggest embroider.
And I had tuna for lunch. It is, wow, not, it is not sitting well with me.
Keep it over there, dude.
If anyone needed an aggressive mint.
Yeah, I need one now.
Yeah. Maybe she was hinting at, hey, buddy, you got some hot breath.
Hey, that kind of came out of nowhere.
It came from your gullet.
We all heard it coming.
I got to lay off the tuna. I'll tell you, the thing about trying to eat healthful. It is helpful. That's, you know, everybody says eat healthy. That's not right. It's helpful. You eat helpful. Trust me on this.
Did you have a stroke?
This is a horrible podcast.
No, it's great. Healthful.
It is. You try to eat well, and it gives you a lot of...
And stay healthful.
Gas.
Does it? Oh, tuna. What does. About tuna gives you gas? I've never heard that.
I don't. It's the fish. It's everyone swims in the ocean.
I know what a tuna is.
Your mother doesn't think tuna's a fish.
Oh my
gosh. She will not eat food. You know, she hates seafood.
That's true. She eats tuna. Yeah.
And I said,
I've never thought about that.
Yes. I said, honey, you know that's fish, right? She said, no, it's not. It's not fish.
Huh.
Mm. Interesting.
I told her it's chicken of the sea.
Yeah. You need a Maalox or something.
Trust me, I got some Tums in my bag. I'm going to go hit those things in a minute. I'll tell you how to have a bag.
I've never heard of somebody getting indigestion from tuna fish.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Ew.
It's okay. I'll make it.
Tuna and coffee.
I know. What a combo.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird, but I like what I like.
Yeah. Guess so. All right. Anything else you want to vomit out of your mouth?
Orange water. It may be the orange water. It may not be the tuna.
Yeah.
No, I taste the
tuna. Oh, God.
We've gone off the rails entirely. All right.
Even if you got 500 machines. Where were you going with that?
I don't know.
We've got something for everyone. Yeah, I think that's where we're going.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was.
Oh, black.
I came out of nowhere. It's like a tornado. All I heard was this loud sound.
Went away. It's almost like you went close to the mic. You're like.
I didn't think it was going to come out.
Really? I could hear it coming, like traveling over.
I'm turning up another one.
I can't wait.
Telling
okay. Is it Starkist?
No, we can't afford Starkist. I think it's Walmart.
Great value.
I don't even think it's tuna. I think it's carp and carp and what else?
Goldfish.
Yeah, carp and goldfish.
God, I'm crying. All right. Anything else about the API BNet?
No.
Okay.
Just look for it this fall, hopefully. I'm excited about it, and I know Thad is. And a shout out to Thaddeus, our IT engineer in Cleveland. He has spearheaded this for years, and I don't know anything about it. I don't know much about all the technical stuff. I just say, hey, it'd be nice if we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, Thad, you think we could do this? And he says,
that's about right.
Yeah, 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 I think we could.
Yeah,
that was very accurate.
That was accurate.
Thad, I love him. I love you, Thad.
Do you think he'll be on the show around the time that this software is
Thaddeus? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We got to get him on here because he's got to explain the technical stuff. He can explain a lot better than we can.
I don't understand any of that stuff. I'm like you. I'm like, hey, it'd be cool if this could do this.
And that's where it ends. And that's where it all starts from. I'm like, make it do this and make it do this? And then he'll think about it and he'll say, no, we can't do that. And then 2 weeks later, you know, I think we could do that. But anyway, he's our resident genius because I know none of us could do it. So we depend on him to make our dreams come true.
Yeah, I've started my little IT project.
Which is?
I can't talk about it.
Oh.
I've already talked about it. I discussed it with you and Sam.
Hmm.
Okay, I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Thad says it can't be done.
My money's on Thad.
I'm interested.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Sam thinks it can be done.
I do too.
Yeah. I thought it could too till I talked to Thad.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk to Thad. Okay. I'm just going to do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I've got some devices.
Oh, Lord.
I do. I'll tell you about those later.
So, we got something else that we want to mention coming out in the next few weeks.
Speaking of dreams coming true.
That is dream coming true.
It has been a long time coming. Yeah.
A lot of testing, a lot of cussing, a lot of fussing, a lot of late night tuna fish sandwiches.
A lot of back and forth.
Yeah. I don't eat it. I don't eat my tuna on bread or crackers. I just eat tuna. I know that sounds disgusting, but that's probably why.
No, just canned tuna?
No. My
packets? Plastic packets?
No, his mother makes me tuna salad.
Oh, tuna salad, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just tuna out of a can. I
can do that. I have no problem doing that. Yeah.
This is giving me indigestion.
You don't like tuna in a can? Just tuna out of a can?
I used to, but I don't anymore. You don't. Now it makes me burpy.
Makes you burp?
Burpy.
Burpy? I don't know what that is.
You did it.
On the microphone earlier.
You did it.
Somebody needs to clean this microphone.
That's going to be you.
Bluetooth manager. Let's discuss it.
Can we call it BM?
No.
Dang it.
Call it what it's supposed to be called. So we're going to introduce Bluetooth manager probably next few weeks. And what Bluetooth manager does, it transfers designs via Bluetooth, which I guess they float through the air, right?
Another thing we don't understand.
We don't understand it. Into the machine. So the way it works is you have a Bluetooth receiver where your USB
dongle
stick would go into the machine. You set up your, there's a piece of software that you put on your computer. It's good for up to, and here's where it gets tricky. It's good up to 7 devices. Mm-hmm. And that's not 7 machines, because this is how Bluetooth works. If you have a Bluetooth mouse, then it takes away one of the, or
if you have a mouse.
Or a mouse.
You remember when you did that last time?
Yeah. What happened?
Last time you explained it to us, you said like the same thing.
Yeah, you're like let's say you got a one Bluetooth mouse, and then you got a mouse, and then also a third mouse.
No, like a mouse, a Bluetooth, maybe a keyboard.
There we go.
What else would be Bluetooth?
Headphones.
Well, just don't say mouse twice.
I think that's what you only need one.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
you did. Mouse, you can double mouse.
I'm sorry, but I don't even type. I just mouse it.
But...
keep in mind.
So 7 devices.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are other. The machine is a device.
Yes.
A mouse is a device. A keyboard
headphones.
Can be.
Yeah. If you work with Bluetooth headphones, and that takes away one of your, would take away one of your machines, so to speak. So, anyway, it's good up to 7 devices. So if you've got 3 or 4 machines and you want to Bluetooth them and send designs to them, we tested them here on our CO1.
It's super cool.
Yeah. Now we had this. When you started working.
It's been at least 2 years.
Yeah. And it took us forever to get it going. I don't know what it was. It just, when I finally got it to work, it worked with a little bit of finagling. I couldn't get the machine to accept the design. But what we've done, there's a couple things we've done. There's a better Bluetooth system that transfers the designs faster. I think it's Bluetooth 4.0, maybe.
I have no idea.
Did you say it was like 7.00?
That's the software for the machine. Gotcha. So you have to update your machine. And Bluetooth is only going to be good for K-series machines. Mm-hmm. If you've got an X, there's no way to make it work. And, of course, a V is not going to work anyway. But an X-series won't work. It has to be a K-series or newer. It'll work on any K-series machine, you know, KT, KY.
What's newer than a K-series?
Yeah, what's newer than a K-series?
What did I say?
K-series are newer.
No.
Okay, no. Okay, no, scratch that.
Do I know something?
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
No. Oh. Okay.
It'll work on a K-series. Period.
So many nuggets in this episode.
Yeah. A lot of little Easter eggs that you got to find. So, we did some testing on it, Brandon and I, and it transfers designs really quickly. I know I was telling Sarah this morning when we were doing it before. You take your designs and put them into a folder, which is the Bluetooth Manager folder, and you point it at which machine that you want it to go to and put it into that particular machine's folder, mm-hmm. and it would go to the machine. I know before it would sit there in a folder for sometimes 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. And before it would ever go to the machine. And I'm like, this is not going to work. So, you know, Japan kept working with it. And I think they worked with Bluetooth. I don't know, with all the technical stuff. Thad could probably tell you. But this new version with the update to the automat of the machine, you have to have version 7.00. something.
Yeah.
And it also puts a Bluetooth icon on the automat, which is makes it
trademarked.
Super, super simple.
That was one of the reasons why it took 2 years.
They had to make that little, what is that thing? It was like a little spider or something, doesn't it? A little Bluetooth logo.
Isn't it just
isn't
a B?
Just a B? I thought it was BT. Is it just
is
B?
It?
I don't know. It's definitely not a spider.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It looks like it's got tentacles.
I always thought it was a B.
Yeah, it's a
like
B.
Like a little B with a, like, X or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I just thought it was a B.
I thought it was a...
Spider?
When you say a
spider?
B, you say the letter B. Yeah, like bumblebee.
Right.
I'm thinking it's like a lobster or a spider.
It's neither of those.
Are we looking at the same thing?
Well, it could be like trees. If you turn it up sideways, it's like
just
a forest.
A B. That's all it is. It's a blue B. Bluetooth. Okay.
All right. Your bee is my spider, or my forest.
That's beautiful.
Or my arachnid.
It's poetic.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be out in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
For you folks that own the newer K-series machines, you have to update your machine software, which will be free. The Bluetooth, we think, is going to be around $500, and that's going to be the software, which is called Bluetooth Manager, and you're going to get a couple of receivers. So,
I had a question about. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Is the number of devices, is that a Bluetooth thing? Like,
yes.
Do they only allow you
yes.
so many?
Yes.
And is it
do.
Seven? Is that just the number for anything?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yes.
I've always wondered that.
Do you use Bluetooth at home?
Mm-hmm.
What? You have Bluetooth ear things, don't
mm-mm.
you? Don't?
I hate them.
You have them. You don't have them?
Yeah, I do.
I got Bluetooth headphones. I use it at the gym.
Yeah, I do too.
And they work really well. Every now and then, they won't.
That was my issue. I had some that I paid a decent amount of money for. And then one just decided I don't want to pair anymore.
Mm.
And I don't want to listen to something just on the right side of my head.
I think Bluetooth has gotten better as they've improved. They're at a higher version now. So I don't know if it's more bandwidth or wavelength. I don't know, but it seems like it works.
Yeah, I was curious if that was a Bluetooth limitation to the number of things that could connect.
Do you have Bluetooth in your truck?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use it?
Half the time it doesn't work.
Yeah, I think that's a Dodge thing. Mm. Mine will drop out.
Mm-hmm.
And
like I can have a podcast going Bluetooth to it. But if a phone call comes in, it goes to my phone.
It won't come back.
Yeah.
I'll do the same thing. I don't think that's a Bluetooth thing. I think that's the truck. Because I got a Dodge.
Thank you.
Ram, whatever. mine will Bluetooth until I get a text message, and it'll beep, and then my Bluetooth goes away.
We've heard you talk to your Bluetooth in the truck.
That's what I was thinking. How fun that is.
No. Listen, hey, Siri, listen. That's not Bluetooth. I plug it into Apple CarPlay. That's what that is. It won't Bluetooth that.
So yeah, I don't have CarPlay.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, we know. You talk to it like you shouldn't, like you're not supposed to talk to Siri.
She repeats everything I say.
Yeah, because
bad words.
He says, hey, Siri, tell so-and-so, which you don't have to say that part.
But
do you want to reply? Yes. Tell her. And the messages. Tell her.
Yeah. I feel like I'm talking to that woman in the box, in the thing, in the dashboard. I feel like
she's there.
You know, when I was a kid,
she is with you.
Let me ask you guys this. You probably will think I'm silly. Well, you do.
No way.
When you were kids, little kids, mm-hmm. and be honest, when you heard the radio, didn't you think there were people?
No.
Playing? Nobody
thought
that.
No.
I don't mean in the radio. Didn't you?
Oh, like live?
Yeah.
No.
No.
But those things do happen. They do it all the time.
It does happen. Yeah, it does.
On the Bluegrass Channel, they'll have people come in studio. And
no.
That happens.
I thought they were.
Every
like
time.
All the time.
It's like way out in West Virginia. All of a sudden, AC/DC is here.
Yeah.
In BFE.
When I was really little, that's what I thought. And I think I asked my dad, and he said, yeah, that's what's going on.
He would say that.
He would have said that, too. Yeah. That's what he would have said. So.
Well. All right. Anything else to talk about the BM?
Anything accomplished?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't either. We were all over the place, and I'm sorry. We may have to redo this.
No,
I don't mean us redoing it. I think when Thad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we will for sure when that's out.
Yeah, things are going to change here, you know, shortly.
And it's hard. It's kind of hard to make networking exciting, really. It's just a bunch of facts. So, and that's not always great information.
Yeah, but I guess if you take anything from this, if you want to network your machine and you have an X, a V, or a K, we can network. The older machines, a D series, backwards, you really can't network those anymore. They don't have, you can't network them with LAN because they don't have network cards in them. And all those old electronics are getting to where Windows doesn't support them, and you just can't get the parts to do it. So, but the newer stuff, we can figure out a way to network it for you.
Yeah, K and newer.
X, V, V and newer. V has to have, the X's and the K's have LAN boards built into them. If you have the V series machines, I'm not listening to you.
I know.
If you have a V series machine, you have to buy a LAN board.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind too. And they're not cheap.
They're pricey.
Yeah. So you have to replace the board in there to accept a LAN. But everything now from K and X are LAN ready.
I was going to do it again.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I know better. So anyway, and we got some really cool stuff coming down the pipe. So
is it pipe or pike?
I've heard it both ways.
I know. It's pike. Yeah. Pike.
What is a pike?
Seems like it should be pike.
It's a fish.
Somebody's trying to rent me a house.
Rent you a house?
Awesome residence for rent. 1,803 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath for $803 a month.
Holy cow.
That ought to be in a good neighborhood.
I'm interested.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Well, it said Marla. And I don't know why. I think it's Marla in Cleveland that they're trying to get in touch with.
What?
Why would they have your number?
Because I have a Cleveland area code.
Yep.
And I will get, it always calls me Marla from these bots.
Hmm. That's weird.
Maybe it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, maybe it's just a coincidence.
It's not Marla.
Mm. Yeah.
That we know, and love. So what else do we have?
I think that's it.
Got some sad news.
Yeah. Would you like to share?
I don't really want to.
You don't want to?
Yeah.
So we're just going to.
You have to.
I have to.
So we're just going to. No, just don't. Don't say anything. And then when this happens next, be like, what the?
Okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
No, it's not fair.
We owe it to our fan.
Our fan. Our fan. So, Sarah.
My demise.
Sarah's, it's not an untimely demise. It's a timely demise, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Untimely demise is when you don't expect it.
Yeah.
Right?
It was untimely for me.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's untimely for me, too, now that it's happening. But I'm leaving.
Yeah. I should have had some sad music
ready.
There's some stuff on here that I shouldn't play. I probably should not hit a button.
Maybe. Maybe it'll be the perfect one.
No, I don't know. There's a real good one on there that I'm not going to do that. Yeah, so anyway, Sarah's last day is
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Which will be...
Don't do it.
Not when this comes out.
Don't do it. Yeah, I'm bummed.
Yeah, we're all bummed.
We're all bummed.
But she won the lottery and told us all to screw ourselves. So
she's going to go run embroidery on an island.
On an island. And one in the mountains, too. Yeah. Got two embroidery shops.
So you
got
to be happy for me.
Yeah. I'm not happy for you. But,
oh, okay. Well.
But we wish you luck. And it sucks.
It does.
She's done a really good job. I'm going to talk about her like she's not here. You know how people do that? Like, you know, Sarah did a good job.
We can actually talk about her like she's not here next time when she's not here.
Yeah. You can say whatever you want next time.
No, we would never.
No, we would not take your name in vain.
Yeah, we're going to put a figurine in that chair so that maybe the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
You got to take him with you.
You're going to take the Cookie Monster, aren't you?
Yeah.
You taking your stuffed animal?
Unless your child wants that back. Or no, it wasn't the cookie that was actually yours.
It was the pillow thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was mine.
Are you taking Kevin?
That was yours. Yeah, I'm taking Kevin with me for sure. A lizard actually tried to get in the window yesterday. And I was
he
like,
probably
Kevin.
Thinks that Kevin is a real lizard.
Probably.
It does look pretty real. It does. There.
Scared the crap out of me when I first saw it. I screamed.
We have a fake lizard. Well, I hate to say fake.
We have a lobster.
In a lot of ways.
A replica of a lizard.
It's a taxidermied lizard.
Named Kevin.
Call it what it is.
He was shot on a hunt. We got his
stuff. Somebody paid good money to get on a lizard farm and hunt that. High fence operation.
Then we have a new lizard that comes in and visits us. Mm-hmm. He gets in under the door some ways. I haven't seen him. Have you seen him this year?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Okay. He was in here.
He hides under the copier most of the time.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
And literally yesterday, there was one banging against the window trying to get in.
Really?
Yeah. Y'all got a lizard problem.
That got the gophers, they'll take care of it. If they can catch them.
Gophers eat lizards?
I don't know. A hawk? A hawk could swoop down and get
it. So you're taking Kevin.
Is this like a divorce?
Yeah.
Taking Kevin.
Well, I'm keeping Listen, Kevin I get Kevin, number one.
Kevin every other Kevin weekend.
Yes, I'm taking Kevin.
So Sarah is leaving, and we're all sad about it. She is a very, very valuable member of our little office here in Archdale. There's only four of us here. It's where all the decisions get made, where all the big things get done.
None of that's true.
No, not really. But we got a good little thing here, and she has to screw it all up and leave. So, no, we wish her the best. She's done a great job, whatever her future endeavors are. People always say that, endeavors.
Yeah.
That's a hard word to spell, isn't it? You try to spell endeavor.
No. I'll do it right now.
Go ahead.
E-N-D-E-A-V-O-R-S.
I always put a U in there.
If you can, if you're French.
You're,
if you're
British.
Endeavor.
British.
From UK, that's how they spell it. Like color. C-O-L-O.
Or tire. T-Y-R-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have Jamie on more often.
Probably will.
Yeah. Or just let her slither by.
Yeah. If she'll get on her belly and crawl the bathroom.
Yeah. Every third episode, that seems to be the trend.
But we hope you learned something here. It's been a lot of fun having you.
I learned so much and met so many good people. You know, it's been really good.
How do you get out of this black hole of embroidery? Because I've been trying to do it for almost 30 years, and I can't get out. How did
she
you
just
do it?
She just
I don't
told
know.
You weeks ago that she's leaving. That's how she did it.
Yeah, yeah, but I still don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, don't be a stranger.
I won't.
Yeah, you will. Everybody says that, but then no.
I'm just going to send you guys random things in the mail just to say hello.
You should. You should definitely do that.
Stuff some dollar bills in there, too.
Also, I've insisted that the Pro 3 be named Sarah. So
yes.
Okay.
I will live on.
That means we couldn't sell it.
No, we could. Just rename a new one.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. Well, don't be a stranger. I talked to my old boss a week ago, so you should do the same every week.
My old, very old,
very old, boss. Demented.
Tuna boss. Bourbon.
You will. Hopefully, you'll go somewhere that your new boss can hear what you say, because I can't hear you.
Hopefully,
you have such a soft voice. And I'm deaf.
So when you do call,
just scream, just absolutely scream.
I was gonna say people won't get to talk to you.
Oh yeah, yeah. You'll be talking to Jamie and Brandon more. Yeah. Now call in.
You're quick on the phone. By the, it amazes me.
I try to be.
Is it like a contest between you two?
Sometimes, yeah.
I never think of it that way until
just now.
I'm like, there's like, how did she do that so fast? But yours on the left side. Your phone's on the left side of your desk, right?
Yeah.
Mine is too. I thought that was my disadvantage. Like, I thought it was on your right. Because if it's on the right side, I think I could get it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, good Lord. I think it rings like a millisecond quicker.
Does it? I have to have some sort of advantage over you.
You're just a better person. All right. So, yeah, everybody wish Sarah best of luck. And
yeah, I do. We wish her the very best. She's a good person.
You're good people.
You are good people.
Thanks. Y'all are good people too.
We think we are, but yeah.
All right. Well, that's a sad.
So. You're gonna have to have more guests on. Just have more guests on.
Yeah, we've been trying. It's hard to get people are so busy. It's hard. It's hard to get them to take. And I've contacted a couple people, and they're like, "Yeah, I'd like to, but when do you do it? And you know, can you do it after hours? We can.
Especially this industry seems like very busy. Like yeah. It hasn't slowed down.
Yeah, there's you know. I've been.
Yeah, I mean. I got like 4 or 5 phone calls last night at like 6, 7, 8 o'clock.
Like, all wanting new machines.
Yeah, and just information. It's like, well, that's when they have time to call you. So I don't care. Call me whenever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I take calls after hours.
But yeah, we'll do a podcast after hours.
If we need to, we'll do that. So anyway,
all righty. Well, on that note, that sad note.
Do you have one more burp in you for like my last hurrah?
It might not be a burp. I'm scared. I'll cheat myself.
You what?
Cheat myself.
Cheaters. What's that mean?
You know what that means? I'm going to try to explain it.
Cheat?
I can't.
Are you saying cheat?
Cheat. Like.
Not cheat. that's what he's saying. No. All right, we're done. All right,
let's get out of here. This is horrible. Yeah, you know, I think I've got vacation lag. What do you call it? I can't. We'll see you guys next time.
Like, comment, subscribe. Leave us a comment down below. Tell Sarah how badly you'll miss her.
Yeah, tell her.
And how this podcast will never be the same.
There's probably people that will stop watching.
Karen told you.
Yeah.
Karen told you.
Yeah.
You know what she's going to do? She's going to take her fans and start her own embroidery
podcast.
<Dude. laughs> We got to go.
You know what? I'm going to make you sign a, what do you call that?
NDA.
Non-compete.
What's an NDA? Non-disclosure.
Non-disclosure agreement. Yeah.
Non-compete, yeah.
That you can't start another embroidery podcast.
You should.
I'll consider it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All righty.
Adios.
Y'all check your dongles. See you later. Bye-bye.